Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now, the man of the hour. He put this all together for us today. Marlon Gardinera here with us. You got an undefeated squad. You guys are taking on Central, a pretty good opponent. Talk to us. Break down a little bit what you're going to see from your opponent tonight.
Our opponent is fast. They're quick. Their tempo is even faster. They present some challenges. They don't even let you get substitutions in when they sub in five or six guys to go to a jumbo.
That's package. Illegal, isn't it?
You would think. it ought to be. It really should be. And they do it when they're on their hash. So literally, that's part of their game plan for things to go so fast that it creates a little confusion, gets a guy misaligned, and they take advantage of it. So the easiest part, they're well coached.
Yeah.
So they know how to do these things.
I'm pretty sure Scripps Ranch is well coached also, Coach.
Did they bring in a new guy?
No. Yes, they did a couple of years ago. You, Marlon Gardinera, our guest here. And, I mean, just fantastic. I mean, you, looking at your record, 2-8 when you took over this program, and now 11-0 this season, the first undefeated season in Scripps Ranch high history, first league championship in 25 years. I imagine this place is pretty excited about what you guys have accomplished this year, and you were kind of telling Tony and I off the air, but the stars have aligned this year, and you guys have been able to take advantage of it.
They really have. Some exciting things have happened. A dream season, really. We had a 6'8 kid come back to the football program after being gone for a few years, plays tight end. That just doesn't happen.
Right.
He presents a matchup problem for every team we face. We got a kid.
What, they can't see him?
We don't even throw him a jump ball. We just throw it to
just
him.
Just throw it to him.
Just
right.
throw it to him.
Sure.
But he happens to be the center on the basketball team, so he can actually jump too.
Okay.
So that part works out. Then we get a kid who, believe it or not, he was in the band, and he played the tuba for 3 years.
Yeah.
Now, no football at all?
None. Well, his father's from Africa, so when I say, why doesn't your son play football, he looks at me with a big smile, and he says he does play football.
Soccer.
He plays soccer.
Right.
But he comes out to football. He's 6'3", 240. He runs a 4.5 40, which is just fast, and really fast for a big man.
Yeah.
He reps 295 on the bench press. He's got a 32-inch vertical leap. These are all freak show-like attributes for a high school kid. And he comes out to football. You take that with a team that I've been with for years. Half of this team is my Pop Warner team from the flag days. One of our other coaches, Rod Williams, had the older group. The combination of all of these things coming together, that's what everybody's seeing on the field.
Now, this program had some trouble prior to you taking over. You know, they had struggled in the wins and losses standpoint. You go 2-8 your first year, 6-4. Now we're 11-0. What goes into turning a program around in that short a time?
Well,
aside from the stars aligning, because apparently that's happened this year.
That absolutely.
And would you mind working for the Miami Dolphins? Because they need a lot of help.
My wife is from Miami and a Dolphin fan.
Oh, well,
and
I don't tell her hello.
I don't think she thinks as much of me, so they might have to find someone else.
No, I think you could do it.
Well, let's see. The familiarity with the boys did help. They knew me before, so it's as if the program started before I got here, because I brought a team here when I did. But, you know, I'll be honest, my son was going to Saints. He's not going to Cathedral because I played at Mission Bay, and they're still uni. And
That's how you see it, right. It's never going to
happen. He was going to Saints. Richard Sanchez had a program. And I know what football and baseball did for me when I was growing up. And, you know, as a father, you want the best for your kid too.
Right.
So he was signed up elsewhere. And now, don't get me wrong, the academics here, as far as I'm concerned, are second to none. The excellence in the classroom here is unbelievable. But you know for a young man what the sports program does. So I interviewed really for the freshman job, and I said, let me get my boys one more year, transition them to high school. But I came in with a binder for everybody on the interview panel. And I was pretty clear, this is what it takes to have a football program. And really, as a school, you really shouldn't accept anything less.
Right.
It's a good enough school, you have enough talent, and match that with the academics, and you could have a football program. But you have to do these things. And anything less is probably going to lead you to what you've had, which is a bunch of 3-7 seasons for the previous years. Well, they called me back and said, we want you to take the varsity job. And I knew the AD, so he understood my answer. No. thank you, but no. And, you know, he gave me a hard time. And, I was having a good time with him. But I said I would do it. But if I was going to do it, I was going to do it. I'm not old school because I'd like to think I'm still young. I know they can't see the blonde hairs on my face right. out there in Radio Land, but there's a way to teach the game. There's a way to install discipline. There's a way to have expectations and raise the bar and mean it and expect them to get where you want them to go. And quite frankly, if they don't want to go there with you, rid yourself of cancer and remove them from the program. And, you know, I hate to say it, I've had to remove some kids from the program. And I've had some pretty good backlash from the parents, to which I typically respond, I don't coach you. So this isn't a problem that you and I aren't getting along.
Right.
I coach kids. And unfortunately, your child feels the same way you do. So there's no room.
Right.
There's no room here at the old inn. And you take them out of it. But say what you mean. Mean what you say. Make them do it. They can. Raise the bar, raise the bar, raise the bar. They talk about these millennials and this generation. Listen. We had this generation. They're our kids. So if you treat them like you think you were treated, you might get a better result. And right. that's all that's happening here. That's it.
Scripps Ranch High School sounds like they are very lucky to have Coach Gardinera, Marlon Gardinera, our guest here on Gwen and Chris. And his 11-0 team getting ready to play Central High School tonight for the semifinals of berth in the CIF Division III Championship. Coach, just talk a little bit about, you did mention, you touched on a little bit, but high school sports, is it still what it was when you were in high school? And if not, what is different about it nowadays? I know one thing that a lot of people seem to talk about is that more kids have to focus on one sport now. They can't really play two or three. What is your thought process on all that stuff?
I was a Division I baseball player at Oklahoma State. I was drafted a couple times. I played baseball and football. All those parents are doing is eliminating opportunities for their children. Different muscle groups, different skill sets, different coaches, different lessons, different meanings.
Let them know, Marlon.
I think it is absurd that parents out there think they're going to pay to make their kid an athlete in one sport. Here's a newsflash, and I've had to say this to a parent or two. Hey, Dad, those are your genes. If he's not capable, you did that. You're not going to pay your way out of it. Unless your wife lied to you and that's somebody else's son, the limitation came from you. Your money is not going to buy speed and power and the skills it takes to play the different sports. So do us all a favor. Let your kid get out there and play as many sports as possible and learn from as many different people as possible
right.
and find a passion or find skills. Or more importantly, let's just be honest, I don't coach football for football. Quite frankly, I never had a day in my life where I wanted to be a head football coach. I didn't. What I wanted to do was give my son the best. Richard Sanchez at Saints would have been the best. The follow-up coach would have been the best. But I know I can give my son the best. So all I did was come here and give to the kids what parents are missing out when they don't let them play other sports. I'm teaching them life lessons.
Yeah.
Hard work is hard work. If you do it here, you can do it in the classroom, which is, you know, we raised our GPA.
3.71.
I don't negotiate with kids. If you want to play football, play football. If you have a C, you don't need to practice football. You need to practice school. So if you're cutting kids out of other sports, you're cutting kids out of these lessons. One of the sports people cut their kids out of is Pop Warner football. Oh, they're going to get hurt. Look, Mom, they're not moving fast enough. Dad, they're not. They don't play chicken anymore.
Right.
We don't even let them fight in the backyard with their cousins anymore. The only violence, they don't even see it in cartoons anymore. Tom and Jerry used to go at it.
Yeah, they did.
that stuff doesn't happen anymore. So don't put your kid in one sport. They may never experience some of the greatest coaching or the greatest lessons in life. I got mine from Dennis Pugh. At Mission Bay.
Yeah.
Might as well have been my second father. And I was fortunate enough to always have my father.
I ref some of his basketball games, by the way. He yelled at me loudly a few times.
Then you deserved it.
I'm sure I did.
He gave me lessons that, my sons learn lessons from that man. They do. And if I had decided, I'm going to play one sport and not another sport, I might have missed out on him. Or there's a guy, random guy, Scott Reed with baseball. I didn't like baseball that much. I look like a football player. Man, that guy taught me some things. You'll never forget it. So, parents, you may try to buy your way down the path of one sport, but you know baseball.
Yeah.
Can you not tell a baseball player within the first 5 minutes of seeing him?
You absolutely can.
And how many people have you seen turn from not being a baseball player into being a baseball player?
It's been very few.
Very few. I'm not saying it doesn't happen.
Right. It's been very few.
And we don't want the kids not to strive. But look, you want to be a football player? Go wrestle. Go sweat it out. Go learn hand-eye coordination, balance, technique. Go,
how to
sweat
use your
it
hands,
out.
Yeah.
Listen, you want to play baseball? Go play some basketball. Again, with the coordination, the agility. Do some things to develop your body as a whole, because we all know it. It doesn't matter how good you are in any one of these sports, you're not going to play it forever. And let's be honest, even in the bigs, there's only so many guys making so much money they can't count it. The rest of the guys are grinding it out, or they never make it to begin with.
Yeah. I got one more before you let you get out of here.
This has been like the best coach interview I've ever heard.
I've had the luxury of playing for my dad. You have your son on this squad. He's a running back, having a good season. What is that like for you? I mean, especially in the sport of football, where any play, your son can end up hurt. How do you handle that as the head coach and as a father?
Well, as a father, I'm old school. Any back talk, he could get hurt too.
Oh.
So
that too. That too.
So having said that, you know, I was a competitor. You don't think. I don't know that I do. I take that back. Last week, a kid from another school tackled him, put his elbow on his neck as he was getting up. And I'm a father. I would have enjoyed running on that field and throwing that kid, you know, over into the bushes.
Right.
You can't. You feel it, those moments. But here's the cool thing. I give a message to 90-plus kids every day. They hear me. And I'll be honest, I'll bet my son hears me more when I'm giving the message to the team than he does when I'm standing there at home.
Probably. Right?
Our locker room, you can eat off that floor. No, don't do it. But you can eat off that floor. It's spotless. My son's room, well, you know, not so much. So it's a blessing to me because I can talk about drugs. I can talk about alcohol. I can talk about that's somebody's daughter. And in these days, that's somebody's son. And he hears all these messages from me every day, and I don't get that much time. I don't get 2 hours a night to just talk to my son. The person I used to feel for was my son. Everybody has that question. Is it daddy ball? Well, come watch the game. My son will show you and has shown everybody for 21 games exactly where he ought to be and when he ought to be there. So I don't let that bother me. And in reality, I'm just able to be closer to my son.
Coach Gardner, we certainly appreciate your time. We know you got to start preparing for this game. Good luck tonight, and once again, thanks for your time.
Appreciate
Great stuff,
it, guys.
Coach.
Glad you guys are here. Thank you.
Very good lessons out there for all parents and all kids that love sports and love high school sports, man. This is what it's all about as far as I'm concerned. Coach, go get them tonight.
Will do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.